This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show. And here with you tonight is me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We're glad to be with you. And we'll take your calls at 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-FREE, like the word free. And freetalklive.com is our website. If you want to keep up to date with Free Talk Live, you can check out news.freetalklive.com. There you're going to find our email list where we'll announce, you know, important happenings with the show. And you can also find the Free Talk Live social media accounts if you want to keep in touch with us there. So news.freetalklive.com. And we are starting off hour two of tonight's show. We've been kind of talking about, a discussion about teachers. And that led into the story of a teacher who, you know, by all appearances, accidentally had a personal picture from her own iPhone sync with a school-issued iPad, and some kids saw a picture of her topless. And that got into a bigger discussion about Puritanism and the ways that people's maybe former careers in pornography or in sex work or whatever could affect their lives later on. And, you know, sort of why is that? And so, you know, we've had a really interesting discussion about that so far. So if you have any thoughts to share on the topic, 855-450-FREE. Right now we're going to go to Skype, and we're going to talk with, I believe we have Andy on the line on Skype. Hey, Andy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how are y'all?
Doing great tonight. What's on your mind?
Well, for one thing, I think the lady who was the teacher who accidentally synced her iPhone up needs to get away from Apple products and maybe go to the new Ubuntu phone when that comes out.
That's right. This is what happens when you go closed source.
Yeah.
But what does closed source mean for people who don't understand that?
It means that that everybody who uses a product, be it software, they can't look into the code at its very deepest level to see what exactly can be done with that information. Like, say it wasn't designed to sync and somehow just showed up there. Because it's closed source, you could have never known that it could do that. If it was an open source software, some hacker beforehand could have said, hey, you know, this has the potential to send your information out. You might not want to put pictures on there.
Right, so not just anybody would want to look at the code behind a software, because most people cannot understand it.
Right, but trust the geeks.
Trust in geeks, right? So if somebody can look at it, then they may find some features that you would want to know about as an end user, right? And so you mentioned Ubuntu, Andy, and that's a Linux product, right?
Well, it's a Linux distribution, and they're actually coming out with a phone soon, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, the Ubuntu Edge.
Yeah. Which is exciting because Android is a Linux product, but also is controlled by Google, and Google loves to put all kinds of crazy things that you may not want on your phone. And
this Edge, the Ubuntu Edge phone, which is a terrible name. I can't even imagine why they would come with that phone.
I certainly wouldn't use that for a last name.
Right, God, who would do that? It sounds dangerous.
Mark Edge.
but the device, I guess they ran it on Kickstarter, and they, you know, are they at their goal, over their goal? Where are they at?
Yeah, they're over their goal. Okay. In fact, it's historically set quite a precedent for how fast it got funded.
I would be interested in getting the phone simply because it's run by, Ubuntu, and I trust, I have a high level of trust in these Linux products.
I think with the amount of spying and stuff that's been going on and has been revealed publicly recently with, you know, Edward Snowden's work, I think there are lots of people who are concerned about where the data on their Apple and Google accounts is going and what's being done with that and maybe what they could do to kind of avoid that.
And bear in mind, just to sweeten this phone a little more, it's actually a dual boot phone. So it can run Android and Ubuntu at the same time, which means that all your Android apps, if you are heavily invested, you could still potentially use those and then get into Ubuntu slowly.
That's pretty cool.
Anyway,
yeah, so Andy, do you have experience? It sounds like you might be a Ubuntu user.
Yeah, I'm an Ubuntu user. I don't like it. It's not the best Linux distribution. I like Mint the best, but Ubuntu tends to be the one that has the most support, so I tend to use it more. But once you get to the command line, it doesn't matter which distribution you're using.
So do you actually have to put in command lines on, like, this phone? Because I think that might deter some people who don't understand how to do that.
I don't know. I would imagine not. I mean, that would be very very difficult. I actually had a Linux command line emulator in my Android phone, and it was impossible to use.
Oh yeah, could you imagine using your thumbs to type out whatever commands that you were trying to put in?
Yeah, it was rough.
That doesn't have autocorrect on there. Yeah.
No. But it also sort of goes back to what I wanted to originally talk about, which was like do-it-yourself is something that might set you free. And, of course, Linux is very much a do-it-yourself sort of thing. And what got me to thinking about this was this morning I fixed my dishwasher, which had been broken for about a month, and I fixed my car, which had been running kind of rough. And I all I did was I went to YouTube and looked up videos how to fix dishwasher, how to
put
spark plugs into a 2005 Ford Focus, and I was able to do those things very easily, and I didn't have to go through anybody to get that done.
Yeah, it's really nice to have a choice, because I definitely agree with you about DIY, and that's for a very long time has been a part of, I guess, like sort of punk rock culture, and there's a lot of libertarians in there who it's for them it's very tied in with freedom, is not relying on other people to get the services and products and things that you need. You can just do it yourself, and then you have sort of more freedom. But I think the real freedom comes in when you have a choice about whether you want, like, if you have a problem that you need to solve, if you have the option to either do it yourself and you have information about, like, free access to information about how to do that, or you have the choice, maybe if you have the means, to, you know, delegate that job to somebody else and maybe pay them or something like that. I think that's the ultimate situation of freedom, because you can do whatever you want, right?
Well, it's interesting, too, because, like, using YouTube videos to watch this stuff, and you know, the instant thought that I'm sure if you said that to somebody in the government, yeah, I used a YouTube video to install spark plugs in my 2005 Focus, they'd say, well, what's the person... registered? Were they, you know, do they have proper documentation?
Were you wearing
to
the
show
proper
you this?
OSHA?
They don't need it. You've got YouTube comments where millions, the entire world round, could just tell you, no, this doesn't work. I tried it and it doesn't work. You know, steer clear. And so when people, you know, when that always comes up is like, well, yeah, but what if they're not, you know, if they didn't go to school for it? You know, they can't possibly know how to do it. No,
yeah.
You just need a little crowdsource.
The expertocracy is quickly eroding.
Quickly eroding.
Yeah, exactly.
I had an interesting incident with a woman who was cleaning my teeth, and I saw her little plaque on the wall that she's a professional tooth cleaner.
A plaque on the wall, really?
Yeah, really. And, you know, I basically said, oh, yeah, you need the state registration to be able to do this well. And she's like, well, people can die if you do this wrong, incorrectly. I'm like, you know, I think we had earlier in the conversation pointed out the mechanics didn't have these. I'm like, people can die if you don't do people's brakes right.
Yeah, a lot of people could die.
Yeah,
and that was the whole thing that got me kind of excited about it was when I was a kid, my family were home builders. And in some cities where we worked, you had to have a certified plumber. And if you worked like out in the county where the city didn't have the law, you could do your own plumbing. And we could always do our own electrical work, and we never burned down a house. We never flooded a house when we just did the work ourselves, even though we didn't have any sort of certification. And now Alabama's got laws where you have to hire certified plumbers, certified electricians, and so
right.
So you can't, you know, if you're a contractor and you just know how to do it, you can't do it yourself. But if you're just a private individual and you do your own electrical work or do your own plumbing, you can get around having to deal with a bunch of licensing and registrations.
You know, it reminds me of a story of a contractor. I think they called in on Free Talk Live. Maybe I heard it in real life. I don't know. You know, my memory fails me in this circumstance where they had put in a door. And this was the new code had gone in, and the inspector found that the door had an insufficient number of TAPCONs. That's a screw that goes into concrete.
Okay.
And it needed 36 TAPCONs, and it had 33.
And
this contractor actually
somebody call the police
was down in Miami and had to drive to Sarasota, Florida to put in three more screws.
Gosh,
wow.
What a nightmare. Andy, thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. And DIY will set you free. This is Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. Tell us your DIY stories or anything else that's on your mind. Free Talk Live, more coming up.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Glad that you're joining us tonight. My name is Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call the show at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE or 3733. And, yeah, this is the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. Want to let you know about listen.freetalklive.com, which is a place where you can go to easily find all the different ways you can tune into Free Talk Live. So you may be listening to us on the radio or on XM or perhaps through the internet or even on the podcast, or maybe you're listening on the listen lines. Well, you can find all the other ways that you can get Free Talk Live in your ears at listen.freetalklive.com. You'll find a list of all of our radio affiliates. You know, maybe you're traveling, going out of town, or maybe you just picked up a radio station, found Free Talk Live, and thought, oh, what's this? Well, you can keep up with us there, and we do a show 7 nights a week. Not us three, particularly. We're the Sunday night crew.
Free Talk Live does a show.
But Free Talk Live is on every single night of the week for your listening pleasure over at listen.freetalklive.com.
And while you're tootling about the internet, check out quantumvibe.com. That's a segue. It's not a terrible segue.
Tootling about the internet, huh? That was good.
Quantumvibe.com is a webcomic. They put out a new comic every weekday. That's an incredible rate of production when it comes to web comics.
Yeah, I'll say.
A lot of them, another one that I read puts out one every 5 days. You know, so whatever. It's a great way to start your morning out. Is go to quantumvibe.com and read the new comic. It's in color. It's great. So go check it out now. If you're in front of a computer, go to quantumvibe.com. Check out the free online webcomic in color produced 5 days a week by Scott Beezer at Big Head Press. And if you are a reader of Quantum Vibe, the sales of Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole, by the way, have been very, very brisk. So I'm delighted by that. And I think it's well worth it. I'm reading Quantum Vibe Volume 1. It's awesome to be able to hold it in your hand. It makes it just an entirely different experience.
Yeah, it feels more real.
Indeed it does, and it's available through shop.freetalklive.com at Amazon and through bigheadpress.com right on Scott Beezer's site there. So quantumvibe.com.
Yeah, I am an absolute comic book nerd, and you will not be disappointed with Quantum Vibe.
It's a good one.
Wow, the endorsement of Brian Sovereign.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's go to the phones here on Free Talk Live and talk with Greg, listening in East Tennessee. Hi, Greg. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hope you're having a good evening.
Yeah.
I wanted to turn the corner a little bit on this school discussion. In many schools after the Sandy Hook shooting, a lot of them have been wanting to put in more resource officers, which i.e. is police.
Right.
Yeah.
And having teachers that have carry permits allow them to carry their guns onto the school grounds into the classroom.
I think that actually does occur currently in some schools.
Right. Wow. And my thinking is that a lot of times in this day and age, there's what they call suicide by police or suicide by cop.
Yep.
And what you're doing is that you're creating an invitation for these schools to be one of those sites that these types of people will migrate to.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And I think that there is other alternatives that can be utilized in the form of, let's say, equipping the teachers in classrooms, the principal's office, with, like, semi-automatic shotguns that are loaded with bean bags, which that way, in a real firefight, should a miss occur, then you're not going to kill kids in the process, but you are going to take down the perpetrator.
Actually, beanbag guns can be fatal.
They can. Less lethal is the terminology.
Yeah, but when you're talking about kids,
when you talk about teachers, sometimes small women firing shotguns, you get it's difficult. Can be difficult for them to physically fire them.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Some of the newer ones though that are out there, like the I don't want to throw out too many brand names.
Go ahead.
Sega semi-auto shotgun. Those have a little bit of gas power in the recoil, so they're not as difficult to shoot. A lot of the Benelli now are less difficult to shoot. So I think that
a friend of mine close to me fired a Benelli, and it was not an easy shot. But I mean, you know, that's just a name brand. I'm sure that they've got some new stuff out.
Yeah.
Okay. But, I think it's interesting. Do I think that – I think it's really interesting, this less than lethal rounds that are available and what that would be like if – even if they had school resource officers that were just armed with rubber bullets, you know, what would that be like? I don't know the answer. I do think
or
that ultimately when you have a person with a gun, that the solution tends to be another person with a gun.
Well, let me – the whole thing really bothers me. Because in Israel, this is actually kind of commonplace.
Okay.
And in Israel, you know, people will say, you know, there's bomb sirens, whatever will start going off just in the middle of the day. It could be, you know, 1:30 p.m. And these things will just go off and people just calmly, you know, walk into a building. You know, there's certain designated buildings that have bomb shelter, you know, they have shelters essentially down in the basement and they can go down. Every school there has that. And a lot of teachers in Israel are armed. They have full on, you know, pretty much, you know, M16As, whatever.
It's like the kibbutz.
Yeah, and what, you know, I mean, a lot of people look at that, and when they see how people, kids, school kids, and just your average everyday people in Israel, how they react to these acts of violence that occur, doesn't matter what they are, they're acts of violence, and they think, wow, that's so impressive. That's not impressive at all. That's disturbing that they're not freaking out that there's a missile coming after them.
So it's become normalized to them?
It's so normal. That's disturbing that a kid thinks it's normal for a teacher to have an M16 strapped around her back. That's crazy.
Well, they already have cops in the schools. I mean, yeah, I thought that was scary when I saw cops in the schools, and it's kind of just taking that one step further. So why don't, you know, there's a school in Philadelphia. There was a great article I just read about this that had, it was in a really rough neighborhood, and they literally had like jail-style bars on the school windows. Mm. They had metal detectors going in. The school was nicknamed the Jones Jail because it resembled a jail, and a lot of the kids ended up, you know, cycling into jail. And what they did was a radical approach. And they had a lot of violent incidents in the school, right? Like fighting, even weapons and things like that. Rape was happening in the school.
Good Lord.
And what they did, it got taken over by a charter school. And what they did instead of upping the security was to remove the metal detectors, to get rid of the bars on the windows, and to start treating the kids more like human beings. And they put in, instead of more cops in the school, they got rid of the cops and they put in basically counselors who were focused on teaching the kids nonviolent conflict resolution skills. And the violent incidents in the school went down by 90% in a year.
I love that. What I often find in circumstances like that is the difficulty in replicating. That you'll find a person who was passionate about it and good at it, and they could really create something because that was what was in their soul. They are an artist that was able to create something in life, but that somehow they can't write a book that teaches the next person how to do it, and the government certainly can't find the right person to hire to replicate it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the solution is, but it doesn't seem like more guns and more checkpoints and more security is so-called working. And, Greg, thank you for calling in tonight. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our phone number if you've got something on your mind. Stay tuned. There's more coming up.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martel, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, we did. Wow. Apologies for that. I have to apologize to the listeners because I think we may have been a little off in our timing.
But that music was amazing.
It was.
Just get something
you
on.
For calling
something
Free Talk Live.
That was so
your call is very important to us.
No, go to cam.freetalklive.com. I swear there's neon like lights going on behind us. That was so 89.
Yeah, that was great.
It does, with Stephanie's voice and the music, it does sound like a voicemail thing.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I do this for a living, actually. I have not announced this yet on the show, but I am actually a freelance voiceover artist in addition to, you know, hosting Free Talk Live and doing a couple of other podcasts. And you can find my voiceover website at smvoice.info. I just built it.
smvoice.info. Now, have you done any voicemail setups?
Yes, I have done a voicemail setup, and I have some other ones lined up, actually.
Awesome.
But I try not to make it so cheesy, you know, like...
But you've got to be
more natural, you know.
You've got to speak in a clear fashion, though, and that's one of the reasons that it sounds the way it does.
Yeah, but some of them are just like, they got this smile, like, plastered on, like... Aren't you so excited to be on hold?
Yes, some of them do sound like that.
Yeah. Okay, so at any rate, Brian, you've got an interesting article here about India declaring something about dolphins. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah.
And by the way, it's kind of a running joke on Free Talk Live. In case you haven't listened in a while or you're not familiar with this, Brian has sort of a pet animal, and that's the dolphin. He loves dolphins.
Well, actually, it's not a pet. It's a non-human person.
That's right. According to India, it is now. But yeah. I mean, you have a fondness
for
dolphins.
I have a pet topic, I guess you could say, which is dolphins, and where I consider them to have the, if rights exist, then they have the same ones as humans. And apparently, I'm not the only one that thinks so. This is from the ENS Newswire, and it's from India. India's Ministry of Environment and Forests has decided to forbid the keeping of captive dolphins for public entertainment anywhere in the country. In a policy statement released Friday, the ministry advised state governments to reject any proposal to establish a dolphinarium by any person/persons, organizations, government agencies, private or public enterprises that involves import, capture of cetacean species to establish for commercial entertainment, private or public exhibition and interaction purposes whatsoever.
Wow. So I guess what they're saying is, like, this being is a... not a human, but a person, meaning that it you know, I guess deserves to be treated a certain way.
Yeah,
and,
well, person has a
capturing word. Them and putting them on display for people to laugh at and point at is not exactly in accordance with their personhood. Is that right? With
right. I mean, the word persons has, you know, certain legal standing, and so that's why they use the phrase non-human persons.
Are they going to be able to vote?
Well, I suppose first we'd have to be able to talk to them a little better.
Can they be charged with murder? Like if they
actually,
kill a person?
A dolphin has in Brazil. This was quite a
has
few
been
years
charged
ago.
With
well,
murder?
They did like it didn't. They didn't like lock it up or anything, but it was legally listed as the murder of a human. Unfortunately, this human was shoving things down the dolphin's blowhole.
Oh. Ouch.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Over and over and over again.
That is a mitigating circumstance. I would say that would be like if somebody took a stick, like a popsicle stick, and was like shoving it up your nose and expecting you not to do anything about it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So this is a topic that's come up on Free Talk Live and it kind of speaks to animal rights. And I think that I have rights because I own my body, because I claim them for myself. And just because I can't communicate with another species that claims rights for themselves doesn't mean that they can't claim rights for themselves. It just means that I can't communicate with them.
So, okay.
There's evidence of, like, animals, claiming ownership. There's evidence of them certainly not wanting to be harmed. I think that one can jump to that conclusion. I am, however, a pig farmer, and I eat those pigs. Happily, I'm not just growing them for, so people can have interesting things to look at.
Yeah.
And I found, recently had a conversation with a friend of mine, and there's, I guess, a difference between, according to him, and I haven't looked it up any further than this, but it was an interesting conversation nonetheless, a reactive mind versus a conscious mind. Mm-hmm. And the conscious mind, one way of defining it is sort of being able to recognize yourself in a mirror.
Yeah.
Oh, the mirror test. Yeah, it goes a little beyond that. So this is actually a scientific test for self-awareness.
Yeah,
right.
And certain animals have passed this test, like elephants, dolphins, even magpies, actually.
Yes, magpies did, yeah.
Bird. And what it is you take an animal or whatever it is, and you put a little sticker on its forehead, a dot,
mm-hmm.
and then you show them a mirror, and if they try to remove the dot, then they know that the reflection that they're seeing is not another magpie or dolphin, it's them, and that they can remove this by, taking it off.
Thank you, Dr. Murphy.
Well, it's also the debate between reactive and consciousness. The conscious mind is one that can act outside of instinct, as to where a reactive mind is just consistently acting out of instinct.
And the first question I would have is, what proof do we have that humans are reacting outside of instinct? And, I'd say that a lot of them are not, but that's fine.
Right. But, I mean, we can you continue, if you choose to, you can continue to hold a hot pan. And you can. So you are acting out of instinct.
You have a choice.
Your instinct, your sensory organ is telling you, take your hand away.
Okay.
And you act outside of that.
So I guess if one uses this yardstick, then eating dolphins, magpies, elephants, and you know whatever these creatures are is wrong. And if it's wrong to eat them, it's wrong to imprison them. I get where they're coming from. I've gotten a lot of joy out of dolphin shows. I don't laugh at them. I'm awed by the training and
oh, yeah.
and the feats and things like that. I think that probably we could create worlds where dolphins, create places where dolphins could come and perform of their own volition for free food, and I bet they would.
Well, historically,
give them a job.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
They've taken jobs from humans historically. There's a Roman writer Pliny. He wrote about how fishermen would, you know, they would essentially, they would use the dolphins. The dolphins would herd all the fish up to the nets, and they would feed the dolphins in return. And it was a totally, I mean, it was an absolute, that was voluntary interaction going on.
Yeah.
And Pliny was nothing but impressed and definitely attributed a lot of humanity to them, essentially.
It's really amazing. I mean, and when you go into some of the cognitive abilities of some of these animals, like, for instance, dolphins, there's evidence that they have sounds that they make that they're communicating with each other. So it's basically like they're calling, they have names, and they're calling each other by their names. They have a very complicated sonopictorial language, which means when they speak, they're communicating an image of something.
Yeah, and what they hear, they don't just hear it, they also see it.
Yeah.
So it's actually, it's a better speech pattern than we have.
I guess unless you're trying to represent something abstract, but maybe that has symbols that represent it. We don't know. And elephants, I mean, elephants can get post-traumatic stress, all kinds of things.
But don't humans entertain?
They do. 855-450-FREE. Should dolphins be non-human persons? There's more coming up here on Free Talk.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Listening to the live Sunday night edition. We're so glad that you joined us. It's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And by the way, Brian is the host of his own podcast. Isn't that right, Brian?
This is true, where we've actually talked about dolphin intelligence in the past.
You have a special about dolphins.
I do, and it's the show is Sovryn Tech. It's at SovrynTech.com, as I am Brian Sovryn.
That's how you knew so much about Ubuntu also.
Yes, actually. Yeah, and if you want to find out about how, you know, science and technology can set you free, I definitely recommend listening to my show, Sovryn Tech.
Cool, I recommend it too. And I actually do the intro, outros, and little, I don't know what you call it.
Your voice work comes to full bear. There's points where you sound like a man.
Yes, it's and amazing. If there's no other reason that you listen to Sovryn Tech, listen to hear me sounding like a man.
If you're looking for a great way, just a great service to start building a website, you've got to check out Squarespace.com. To say nothing of the fact that they've created award-winning websites, they've helped people create those, they have all the templates there, it's very, very easy for you to use. But, you know, something that a lot of people wonder about, you know, if I go to a web service, what about uptime? You know, are they always going to be there when I need it? Is it going to go down? Let me tell you a little story about Squarespace. Now, if you remember last year in October, there was this terrible, terrible hurricane that whipped through all the way up to New York, into New York City. And in New York City, you know, that's where a lot of these web companies are based out of, Squarespace included. Their servers are in Manhattan. All these things are there. And, you know, power was going down. What actually happened was with the city flooding, employees at Squarespace went into the server rooms with buckets and started bailing water out of there just so the servers wouldn't go down. So your website, if you use Squarespace.com, your website would stay up, and I think there was a downtime of maybe 5 seconds.
That's incredible.
I mean, I've never heard of a company that offers websites that does that, let alone a company that makes it easy for you to make these websites, that it makes such gorgeous, beautiful websites.
Oh, and when we say it's easy for you to build a website, like, you are not kidding about that.
Oh, yeah.
I've used Squarespace before, and it's just, like, so simple. If you want something in your website, you drag and drop it, and it makes it look perfect.
Right.
You got to try it. Like, you don't even need a credit card. You can go there, put in your email address, and you can get a free trial and just plan out what your website might look like.
And if you decide to stick with it, you can use the code FTL7 at checkout. You'll get 10% off. It's a fantastic service. Even if you're if you're advanced with websites, you want to migrate your website to Squarespace, because I'd want my website on a place that's going to bail out the servers with buckets.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely.
That's a chicken, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So check it out, squarespace.com.
That's a bailout I can get behind. All right, 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. Would love to hear from you about anything that's on your mind, or on Skype. LRN.FM is our Skype ID. You may have to add us as a contact first, though. And let's go to the phones. Dave is on the line listening in Youngstown, Ohio. Hi, Dave. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. I want to change the subject a little bit, although we've kind of hinted around it sometimes,
sure,
talking about school and things like that. But over the last, I'd say, a couple of weeks, I've been noticing a certain trend among various shows. For instance, Brian's always talking about the beautiful and hyper-intelligent Stephanie. And there was a discussion about intelligence on FTL a couple days ago, different types of it, for example. Johnson mentioned on FTL how he thought that among the liberty activists, intelligence he thought was probably a little bit higher than average. I myself have been in the past a dues-paying, card-carrying member of Mensa. And
Mensa, what does Mensa stand for again?
Mensa is a Latin word, I believe, for table.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And you have to be at the 98th percentile on intelligence tests to get in. There is an organization.
Which means that you are better than 98% of people at taking intelligence tests.
That's what it means, yes. There is actually a higher one. There's called the International Society for Philosophical Inquiry, which you have to be in the top 1,000th. But anyhow, you have to be at the 99.9th percentile. Mm. That's really high.
It's
pretty
high.
So I was wondering what you all felt about it. Do you feel that there really is a somewhat higher intelligence level among liberty activists? Not that it takes away from anybody else. In school, I was like a low B average, both in grade school and high school and college and all. So it doesn't really mean that I learned everything that I should have in school. So grades aren't really anything. Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly, Ian was talking about the gifted school he went to, where he only had a 2-point-something average, so he couldn't get the job at the studio, the internship at the studio he was looking for. So I'd like to know what you all think about all this.
I think that people in groups tend to think that the people in their group are smarter than the other people. But I would say that, yes, I do think that people in the liberty movement tend to be more intelligent simply because they're asking the questions, and most people aren't asking questions. They have inquisitive minds. If you have an inquisitive mind, you're going to find more answers.
I have some data to back this up, actually. And this is an interesting topic, David, and thanks for bringing it up. The question came up for me first of all, of how do you measure intelligence, right? And, like, grades obviously are not a great measure of intelligence because there are some incredibly smart people who, like, it's kind of like you know it when you see it, like you know that they're smart.
Grades show how good you are at school.
They show how good you are at school, and test scores say how good you are at taking that particular test. So how do you actually measure intelligence? But there is actually, as far as I know, there is somewhat of a empirical study about this where there was a liberty-oriented blog, and I think it was run on the Dollar Vigilante, but I'm not sure if it was originally their piece or if they just reran it. But they ran a blog post about Myers-Briggs personality types.
Okay.
And Myers-Briggs personality types measures personality attributes on four axes. And what they found was that, or what they were asserting was that certain people, I guess, who have personality types that are more like rationalist, that are more like logically inclined, more kind of analytical minded, and they tend to gravitate towards maybe like sciences and engineering as things that they're interested in, or computers and things like that. They also tend to be more liberty-minded, whereas people who are maybe a little bit less, just inclined to use logic as their first strategy to figure out how to go about a situation, they're going to be more maybe interested in government, like they want the protection and things like that that the state claims to offer. And the comments on this article were really interesting because They claimed in the piece that, you know, if you're a libertarian, take the Myers-Briggs personality test, and you'll probably come out with these two axes being a certain way. And within this article, pretty much every single commenter, and there were hundreds of comments, were saying, yep, I'm a libertarian, and I had this personality type, right? And so I thought that was very interesting. Now, that's an unscientific
study. What was the personality types, you know?
ENTJ.
ENTJ, right?
Yeah, INTJ.
INTJ?
Yeah.
ENTJ and INTJ?
Yeah, were the two, I believe.
Actually, specifically, I think it was N and J.
Okay.
Were in there. And I could be wrong about that, but I'll pull it up.
I think they were pushing INTJ more. I mean, my answer to the question
INTJ
is...
INTJ would be an introvert.
Yeah.
And ENTJ would be extroverted.
Yeah, it's a great question. And for me, it kind of has two answers. One is that if you're talking about intelligence as in like Stephen Hawking, as in someone who knows the most amount of facts, no, libertarians are not more intelligent than the rest of society.
That's not intelligence. That's
right.
What you have learned. Intelligence is more about what you can learn, and it usually takes a certain artistic ability also.
Right. Now, if intelligence is based more off of an Isaac Newton, who was able to figure things out with no shoulders to stand on, even there, I still am very, very hesitant to say that there's more intelligent, or that a large amount of people in the liberty movement are more intelligent, or that they're more intelligent than the rest of society. I will definitely, I do subscribe to the idea that they would fall under these personality types. Like INTJ, I think, was a very popular one on that blog post with Dollar Vigilante, and that encompasses only 2% of the world's population, supposedly.
What about the ENTJs?
ENTJ, INTJ.
Both of them are uncommon personality
types.
Really?
Yeah. Which I myself am I'm an INTJ.
And I'm an ENTJ.
Right.
I'm on the border between E and I.
Yeah.
So it's just a big circle.
So we know better than you. Look it up.
Hey,
just pass a little judgment on you. That's the J.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in about this, Dave. I appreciate your call. And you can call us at 855-450-FREE. Tell us, are you more intelligent than the average bear? It's Free Talk Live.
To find out if Hitler was an ENTJ.
And there's more coming up here. Oh, my.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.